6:13 left to play in the third quarter. 17-15. Chillicothe has gotten two fouls this quarter on Clampett. Couple of missed shots and a couple of turnovers. Macon has a three ball from Hawkins and a deuce from Jeems, and that has closed it to a two-point ball game. Chillicothe hasn't scored since the second quarter. A 6-0 run for Macon. They bring it across the timeline. Could tie it up here. Clapp up top, working against Keithley. Soaker White to Jeems. Up top to Britt. Back to Jeems, right wing. Looking to spring someone open inside. And Chillicothe just not giving him that low post very much. Back to Jeems, right wing again, working against Parkey. Parkey slides with her. Good defense by Caitlin Parkey there. And they try something else. Clapp now. Dribble drive to the free throw line. Gives it up top to Hawkins. Hawkins loses the dribble. Right wing. Looks off at Trey Britt. Head fake. Guess what happens? Trouble! And Chillicothe catches the break there. Now we just need a bucket. Just a little something to get Chillicothe back in their groove. A little confidence bucket. Macon's played pretty decent defense. Baseline right, Carson Keithley wants to drive the baseline, has to give it back up to Clampett. Clampett a little out of control, gets it to fall.
Whitney Clampett.
Wow, that wasn't pretty, but it was points, and that's all that matters. And Macon turned the ball over on the inbounds play. Chillicothe gets it into Clampett. Clampett is hacked, I saw it from up here. And Whitney goes to the line now. So Chillicothe looking to go on a little run on points here. They got the bucket, then got the, turnover call on Macon. Now got the foul on Macon. And that is Roland's second foul. So three players for Macon have two fouls each. Clampett's first one is money. She's got nine now, and it's back up to a five-point lead. Hannah Jones and Keithley come over to get some instruction from Coach Darren Smith. Clampett, second one, no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes through traffic. Lays it up. Doesn't get it to fall, though. Good hustle by Whitney Clampett. 20-15, five-point lead for Chillicothe. Across the timeline, freshman Paige Hawkins goes over left wing to Roland. Hawkins blocked by Jones. Haley Jones, Jemis gets the rebound, puts it up. That one doesn't fall. Another shot doesn't fall. Hannah Jones pulls down the board this time. Three shots, no points for Macon. Carson Keithley tries to go inside to Clampett. Clampett knocked around, stuffed that time. Wow, now they're letting them bang inside a little bit, letting them get a little physical underneath. 20-15, midway through the third quarter. Chillicothe leads it by five. Hawkins up top to Jeems. Jeems drives inside. Doesn't get it to fall. Parkey with the... Thought Parkey was in position for the rebound. They're going to call her... Call what? Pushing off. That is the call on Mackenzie Jeems. Jeems stays active. She's one of six from two-point range, four of seven from the free throw line, and now has three fouls. She does not doze off on the floor. She is a bundle of activity for Macon. 5-2 Carson Keithley sends it up top to six-foot Caitlin Parkey. Over to Clampett, back up top, Parkey, around the horn to go to Keithley, baseline right. Butner set to check in for Macon when she can. Clampett, circle left, five-point lead, Chillicothe, 20-15, 3:25 left in the third. Chillicothe showing some patience here. Parkey open for a three ball off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Battle for the rebound, that's going to be on, I think, number three on Carson Keithley. Outside shooting, not really there for Chillicothe. Hannah Jones 0 for 2. Clampett 1 for 2. Parkey 0 for 2. Micah Clark 0 for 2. Clark checks in and Keithley sets down with her third foul. Carson Keithley picked up two fouls in the opening minute of the game and hasn't had a lot of playing time since then due to the foul situation. Chillicothe applying a little pressure backcourt. Jeans sends it down to Roland. Up top, Jeans looked like she's on the three-point line. That's a... Oh, her feet were on the three-point line. Hold everything. That was a two. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, Mr. Official. You saw it.
James
with the deuce. One official signaled the three ball, and the other one said no, her feet was on the line. That was a good call. 20-17, three-point lead for Chillicothe is all. Parkey, same spot on the floor, same result. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall for Parkey from top of the key. Trying to run the floor, Macon goes down court, splits a defender. Someone got a hand on the ball to block the shot from Macon. Macon keeps it alive, though. Katie Clapp will set it back up after Butner couldn't split the double-team defense in the paint by Chillicothe. Parkey and Haley Jones there to clog up the works. Macon, drive inside, Clapp, blocked by Hannah Jones right into sister Haley's hands. Nice little sisterly double-team on the block there. Goes over to Clampett, left wing. Clampett backs it back out up top. Haley Jones, right wing. Micah Clark looking inside. Nobody home. Goes up top to Parkey. Parkey draws a double team. I think Macon is in a 2-3 zone now, it looks like. Up top, Haley Jones, right wing Clampett. Chillicothe will show patience when needed and play for that good shot. Parkey back to Clampett, right wing. Clampett inside, lost a handle on it, tries to tip it. Traveling call on Chillicothe. They will send Aaron Campbell into the ball game now for Chillicothe. Minute 38 left in the third, 20-17.
Maggie Leatherman and Aaron Campbell.
Maggie Leatherman also checks in. Clampett and Haley Jones sets down for some well-deserved rest. Katie Clapp will bring it across the timeline. Chillicothe sets their man-to-man defense. Campbell picks her up at the top of the circle. Tries to drive against Campbell. Well, okay. Campbell had her hands spread wide. Macon just brought her arm up, and they call it a hacking call on Chillicothe, although Campbell didn't move a muscle. First one on Campbell, fourth team foul. They say Clapp is in the act of shooting. That one no good. Get a second look. 20-17, Chillicothe by three. Macon led on the opening two free throws. Chillicothe has led since then by as many as 10. Right now just three, make it two. After missing three free throws, Clapp makes number four, and it's a two-point game. Clampett will check in, and Clark sets down. So you have Parkey, Clampett, Hannah Jones, Leatherman, and Campbell. Jones to Clampett. Stolen and then lost out of bounds by Jeans. Reader, or check it, Clark checks in, and Campbell sets down. So Chillicothe's ball against a Macon man-to-man press. 20-18, minute 16 left in the third. Chillicothe girls still with a lead. Shy of the timeline, Macon fans thought Chillicothe traveled down underneath. Oh, Maggie Leatherman point blank couldn't get it to fall. Weak side rebound by Parkey shows her how it's done. Parkey there for the rebound and the stick back, and it's a four-point lead with 57 seconds left in the third. Chillicothe 22, Macon 18 in a low-scoring defensive battle. Right wing Butner up top to Britt. Macon works it around the horn. Looks for a cutter going to the hole. Can't get it there. Tried to force it inside to Britt. Clampett got a hand on it. Knocked it loose. Whitney Clampett took the walk to the hole. Delivered the goods and draws the foul. Clampett with 11 looking for number 12 here. 24-18. That was a big play for Clampett.
At the line shooting one, Whitney Clampett.
Missed who the foul was on.
Checking in for Chillicothe.
Oh, it was on. There we go. Rolling. Fresh legs check in for both teams.
Hawkins
and Martin check in for Macon. Mammon and Clark check in for Chillicothe to join Leatherman, Parkey, and Clampett. Clampett now comes out. Campbell checks back in. Clampett with a dozen to lead all scores, and it's a seven-point lead once again. A nice little 5-0 run by Chillicothe in the last minute or so. Shelby Butner across the timeline, accelerates down the boulevard. Loose basketball. We got a tie-up. Butner tried a half-hearted pass over to the right side to Clapp, who wasn't ready for it, and Chillicothe reached in, tied him up. Micah Clark doing that. 23 seconds left. We gain the basketball, but we lose the arrow going into the fourth quarter, so this is an important time. Chillicothe could really use a bucket here. They got the arrow. Like to get the points off of it. Clark up top to Campbell with 10, 9. Leatherman can't get open underneath. They go to Campbell. Clark, three ball, top of the key, off the rim, didn't get it to fall. And that's the end of the third quarter.
At the end of the third
after
quarter.
After three, 25-18, Lady Hornets still with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.